Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday. It's a new month, the 1st of November, 2012. Today is All Saints Day. We are live each weekday from noon to 1 here on the home of the Buckmaster Show. It is AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. KVOI is also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station with great reach, pretty much all the way up to Phoenix to the north, almost to the New Mexico border to the east, and great reach covering all of Southern Arizona. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. That's my website. And the show is also posted. We usually post it by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon to the TucsonSentinel.com website, as well as TucsonCitizen.com. Plus, there are links to the Buckmaster Show on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun. Their website is GVNews.com. Also, the homepage of Blog for Arizona, and that is blogforarizona.com. They have the Buckmaster Show prominently displayed on their homepage. During this noon hour, we will get things rolling with Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Then about 20 minutes past the hour, Rob LeMaster will join us. Rob is the executive director of the Tucson Police Foundation. He'll be talking about the foundation's big fundraising event this Saturday at High Corbett Field. 30 minutes past the hour, how is Tucson doing in this effort to break the cycle of poverty that so many of our citizens are struggling with? The folks at the Primavera Foundation have some very good suggestions. And then all this confusion over the Arizona propositions on the ballot, Don Luce, the legal advisor to the Buckmaster Show, will help us make some sense out of some of those confusing measures. We encourage you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 if you'd like to submit a question using our Facebook page. It is Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. And joining us now, Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Paul, how are you today?
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. How is this Proposition 409 going to fare? It's $20 million a year over 5 years, $100 million bond question. How do you think it's going to do? You think it might surprise some people and pass?
I think it would be surprise people if it does pass. But the bottom line is that for the past 3 years or 2.5 years since I've been on the council, that's one of the major things people ask about are potholes and roads. This is kind of a way to address it. The big question is that can the people trust the city to be able to make this happen? And ostensibly, I think that's a question that no one really has an answer to. I mean, I think it is one of those things where you really want the city to succeed. You see some things turning the corner. You see some lights at the end of the tunnel, and we're really hoping that we can get it done, but we need the tools to do it. And in this situation, I'd really like to see if the bond passes, it's great. It gives us the opportunity to get a lot of things done to fix the roads. Because the bottom line is the hole we're in, we can't dig ourselves out of. We can't play enough catch-up. There just isn't enough resources. We're just too far behind to get the roads back to snuff. So if we have the money, it'll be great. If not, we're just going to continue to have some crumbling roads. We may be able to maintain a little bit better, but we're just too far behind to catch up.
Did you vote for 409 yourself?
I will be voting for it. Yes, on
You'll
409.
You'll vote for it. Plastic bags, the city council will be addressing this issue during November. What to do about this the increasing use of plastic bags. It's a huge problem. 182 million plastic bags a year are used here, and generally it's a wasted resource. I can't believe it, Paul, but in 12 minutes they're usually discarded.
Well, there's a lot of things with plastic bags. It goes from a local issue with our recycling equipment and the fact that they use landfill space and don't dispose, it will save money long term. But it's all long term sustainable thinking. Also, globally, people have heard about the Pacific Gyre. It's the size of Texas. It's a giant floating island of plastic in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I don't think anybody, when they think about that, is very excited about it. But the thing is we really can't be in a situation where we're hampering or putting local businesses at a disadvantage. So we've got to find that medium where we can have a program that encourages the reduction of use, which is what we've got now, just an education program to show some reduction. And the other part is maybe later on down the road, come up with some type of business incentive. I think green business incentives are going to be the wave of the future, and we've really got to – I'd love to see Tucson get out in front of that.
So what will this – well, there was a committee that recommended if plastic bag usage isn't cut in half in 2 years, the recommendation would be that plastic bags would be banned. But I guess the council's not going to take – that drastic a step. This would be more of an educational campaign?
Yeah, well, it'll start with an educational campaign, and then I think we'll evaluate to see its effectiveness, and then in 2 years you take a look at whether or not a business incentive of some type can be come up with, can be thought of, or whether or not other options exist.
What's going to happen now with the golf courses here in town? The Eastside Fred Ank golf course will be closed. What's your feeling on that? You've been a big supporter of sports in this community.
Well, I mean, it's a shame to see Fred Ank go. I'm hoping that the Eastside folks play the course a lot more, and maybe it's turning a profit at the end of the year, and whether or not to close it can be revisited. But at this point, it does seem to be headed down that road. I'd like to believe that we can save that golf course if enough people want to play it. It's the only desert course we got. It is one of the longer courses we've got. It services Saguaro High School Youth Golf. It services the Eastside Youth Golf. I think there's a lot to be said for it. But, again, it's kind of up to the community at this point to see whether or not this golf course can pay its own way. Because the bottom line, if it can't pay its own way, then we do need to use it for potholes. We do need to use it to pay our firefighters to police. They got to take precedent over golf. I absolutely agree with that. The other side is we got to see how much it's going to cost to close it. It may not be cost efficient to do a number of the other options that people are talking about. So we've got to look before we leave here and just be careful. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to come up with a great solution for golf.
Yeah, because the talk is to turn it into a natural passive park. Not quite sure what that would mean, but I mean, you still would have to maintain it, right? A passive.
Well, we'd
park.
Have to maintain the walking paths. Yeah. The big thing is that $250,000 a year water bill is erased. So there's a lot to it. But again, I'd say that the best way to do it is to come up with a program that is common sense and pragmatic and makes sense for Tucsonans, and that's what we're going to be looking for.
Joining us is Paul Cunningham on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a question for Councilman Cunningham, 790-2040, 790-2040. What's the latest thinking about what's going to happen now with the Rio Nuevo and the ongoing Tucson Convention Center?
I think that. That is at least a 45-minute conversation, but I'll try to break it down as quick as I can. The first part is the TCC, the Tucson Convention Center. That's the first piece we have. Right now, our Tucson Convention Center has two enterprises, the Arena Enterprise and the actual Convention Center Enterprise. Excuse me. The Convention Center Enterprise does not make money. The Arena Enterprise does make money, but by pins and needles, and doesn't attract big acts, and doesn't have big sellout shows, and isn't competitive with other markets, and all kinds of other things. So you have those issues to start with. The second issue you have to start with, or the other issue you have to start with, is we've been running around where we had all these years of Rio Nuevo issues where nothing got done, and then we had basically a Rio Nuevo City of Tucson fight between the board and the council. Now we're trying to work together to come up with a plan and rescue what we need to rescue. We just don't have at this point it looks like we're going to have a solution with the board and the city, where the city council and the Rio Nuevo board are going to no longer be at each other's throats, but we don't have a solution on what resources we have to make the TCC more functional. We've got some easy fixes where we can do new bleachers and fix up the bathrooms, but that doesn't solve the problem of our seating capacity limitations. That doesn't solve the problem of the height of our roof. I mean, we lose business. People go to Phoenix. People leave Tucson to go to Phoenix to watch concerts that used to come here for one night and go to Phoenix for one night. So it's really a bummer.
What about let's take this call and then we'll get back perhaps to the TCC, because I think Scott is on the Buckmaster Show live line. He wants to make a comment about plastic bags. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the issue. I just returned from Europe, a couple of week trip to Europe. I was in Amsterdam area, the Holland, and then in Germany. And every grocery store that I went to over there, you had to bring your own bags to get your groceries. And if you didn't have your own bags, they had bags available, plastic and paper bags there, but they cost anywhere between a dime and 25 cents, depending on the size of bags that you've got. And I'm just wondering why we can't do something like that here. It seems like that would really cut down. And I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the comment. And I think, you know, as things approach, that's some of the options that'll be out there. But the deal is that if we do that here in the city limits and right outside the city limits, it's more cost effective for a business to have plastic bags, then the businesses inside the city won't be competitive with the businesses outside the city. So we've got to make sure that we're not sacrificing that. Look, in a perfect world, great. We'd have much more reusable bags and all those other things. I think a lot of people are used to the convenience of plastic. But here I am. I'm defending plastic bags. I can't believe that. But, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. But I think we take it as steps, and we try to make sure we come up with a pragmatic way to get where we need to get. I'm not advocating that plastic bags are a great thing. But before we completely stymie the population or possibly hurt our businesses, we got to be careful.
Yeah, and I do see more and more people bringing their own bags to the grocery store, which is nice.
It helps quite a bit. Again, part of it is just they just don't decompose in our landfill, so
right.
They cause landfill space, and then 20 years later in that landfill, whatever you're mitigating is a little bit more polluted.
Jim is up next on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Jim. You're with Councilman Cunningham.
Paul, it's very good to talk to you again, and I am in total agreement with you about a comprehensive plan for plastic recycling for all of Pima County, and I'm in total agreement with that. We absolutely need to incentivize the companies that are out there now working with experimenting with plastic recycling, creating new forms of building materials with it, and if we could figure out a way to comprehensively countywide figure out what to do with our recyclable plastic and have the companies here that are profitably being able to recycle it, that would be good for Pima County, and I agree with you.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, and I'll tell you something else. Long term, we've got to look at how we're going to build this economy. We got to take a look at aerospace. We got to look at the fact that we've got the largest deposit of aircraft metal in the world sitting right in our backyard. How can we get it reused? We've got to look, green energy and green business is what's going to happen, and that's how we can make Tucson competitive long term. Good luck in your race, Jim.
That was Jim Kelly, by the way. And we're going to have to run, Mr. Cunningham. However, my quick question, getting back to TCC, Rose is my producer saying, come on, Bill, wrap it up quickly. How about just tearing down TCC? Is that a possibility?
If it's got to be done, it's got to be done. It just depends on how cost-effective the demolition is. But the bottom line is something has to be done there to make it functional. West of Church to the freeway on Congress, that's going to be the next big thing downtown. We need Tucson to rally together and make it work.
Paul Cunningham, thank you very much for being with us. Thanks for coming in.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than two file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Looking for a great weekend getaway this autumn? Well, may I suggest the wonderful area of Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. This area is only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. This is a pretty time of year. Up in the high country in Silver City in the historic downtown, plenty of great accommodations over in Silver City, including the Little Toad Creek Inn, Pinos Altos Cabins, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. You can find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Rob LeMaster. Rob is the Executive Director of the Tucson Police Foundation. Rob, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and excited about your big event this weekend at High Corbett Field. This is the 6th annual Cops and Rodders. That's R-O-D-D-E-R-S. I did not say robbers. Car show to honor our veterans. And this one you've put together is bigger and better than ever.
Bigger and better than ever? Well, it's hard to do. This will be our fourth year in a row that we've had over 600 vehicles out there, cars, trucks, motorcycles, fire trucks, old police cars, you name it, the TPD helicopter and some displays by some of the other TPD units. It's a very unique, very eclectic show.
How did you decide on this particular event?
Well, actually, I'd love to be able to take credit for it. It's the sixth annual, and this is the fourth one that I've worked on. So it was already going when I was there, and it's just there were a lot of people, a lot of the car clubs that are either retired officers or wanted to support the police department, and it's one of our two big fundraisers we do during the year.
And people love, let's face it, the car shows are very popular.
Oh, they are. We have the weather for it. You know, we have a bunch of retirees. We have a bunch of people that love working on cars. They don't rust out like they do in the Midwest. And it's a huge passion for people.
Yeah, this beautiful, I guess you could say, put fall in in quotation marks. I was just telling someone from out of town the other day, Rob, that I can't ever remember running our swamp coolers this late into the autumn season.
Exactly. Our show chairman was worried. She goes, "It's not going to rain, is it?" And I got on my smartphone and I showed her the 10-day forecast.
No rain. It's going to cool just a little bit. It should be around 80 degrees for the show. What else is planned beside having over 600 vehicles, as if that isn't enough?
Well, we have kids' activities. It's a family event, and I need to say that we do not charge admission to get in. We also encourage people to ride. We have a free shuttle from the Home Depot part of Elkhorn Mall to keep people from parking in that neighborhood over there, and the parking lot fills up. We've got kids' activities. We've got pedal car races for the very little kids, because if you're over 5 and a half, you don't fit in one. And we have pine car races. We have Hot Wheels races. We have food vendors. We have about 30 exhibitors and vendors of all kinds of different businesses. And then we're also, this year, since we're in November, we're going to honor our veterans by asking each service to come up. We'll ask the Army veterans to come up and the Navy veterans, and et cetera. And then we'll also have a multiple at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. We're going to have multiple honor guards presenting the colors out there.
And we want to shout out to the Jim Click Automotive Group and the Pima County Attorney's Office are helping to sponsor this year's event. And again, this is free admission. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. out at High Corbett Field. How is the foundation doing in some of your efforts, I know, to equip Tucson police officers with those life-saving vests?
Right. Well, we came on and talked about a while ago. And in the last year, we've actually purchased, through the efforts of the public of Tucson, 179 vests for patrol officers. We have another small matching federal grant. We need to raise $17,000, so we get a total of $35,000. That's our next project for the vest, and we're hoping to get that done by the spring, and we'll buy another probably 40, 45 vests with that. We've also done a few other things. You might have seen there was an arrest of a serial pedophile a week or so ago, and the technology that the Internet Crimes Against Children's Unit used, their computers, some of their investigative tools, the technology we bought through a grant from Motorola a few years ago. So it's always good to see that put in use successfully in the field.
Yeah, some people assume that all officers are issued the vest, but they really have to buy their own.
Well, they are initially.
They get one?
They get one. They also get but they wear out after 5 years. The warranties go don't go beyond that. They also get an equipment and uniform allowance each year, but they have to use that for everything. So when we're able to get some federal grants to match, basically people are doubling their money when they help us to do that.
Will there be an opportunity, perhaps folks would like to donate, will there be an opportunity where you have something available out at the event on Saturday?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And we've got also a couple of the car club people are collecting some money specifically for the Adopt-A-Cop, the vest program. And we'll have that information out there. We'll have raffle tickets. We're raffling off three custom made small pedal cars.
Wow.
We have 4 Victory motorcycle jackets. We've got some really cool stuff, but these are custom. We're a body shop and car customizers took a little pedal car and did a really fantastic paint job on them.
Plenty of food, I assume.
Oh, there's all kinds of food vendors. We've got Pizza Hut and Mr. K's and Cerveza's and El Cerrito and Isabella's Ice Cream, which is a favorite out there.
All right. Rob LeMaster, always good to see you from the Tucson Police Foundation. We wanted to publicize your event, the 6th Annual Cops and Rodders Car Show, to honor our veterans Saturday. This Saturday, High Corbett Field, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And bring a little sunblock and a hat, but it's going to be fun.
It's awesome. And Bill, we always appreciate the opportunity to come onto your show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Have a great day.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some encouraging economic news today. Reports out show that new unemployment claims were down last week. Worker productivity is up. Auto sales and retail sales are on the rise. Consumer confidence is at the highest level since, about 5 years ago. Mitt Romney is continuing to attack President Obama's business policies, including his suggestion to MSNBC this week that he would create a Secretary of Business. Aides to Romney are conceding that Hurricane Sandy has slowed his momentum a bit. They say there's still internal polling, though, that shows Romney is ahead in some of the battleground states. On Wall Street, the key averages are sharply higher. The Dow is up about 115 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 40. More details at srnnews.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is 12:34 on this Thursday afternoon. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, Tucson was recently named the sixth poorest metropolitan area in the United States with a poverty rate of more than 20%, according to new information from the Census Bureau. How are we going to break the cycle of poverty in this community? Well, the folks at Tucson's Primavera Foundation have some ideas, and joining me in studio is Michael Finkelstein. He is the Chief Development Officer for the Primavera Foundation based here in Tucson. Michael, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
The business community frequently states that they need help from the city to attract more businesses here in Tucson. Is there anything businesses can do to help reverse this slide on the poverty list?
Yeah, first of all, a big thank you for having me on the show. And also, there's a lot of businesses already doing a lot here in Tucson. I think the key is partnering. Open up your checkbooks and wallets and support the great nonprofits in Tucson, Cox Communications, Jim Click, the employees at Raytheon. These are some of your biggest, bigger businesses helping the Primavera Foundation, others in the community. So that's number one. Two, there's opportunities to hire folks who are in job training and others. We have a program called Primavera Works where homeless folks or people near homeless get job training, resume skills, and those kinds of things that they need to get back in, back employed. And so we have businesses like the Waffle House here in Tucson. Gabby Levitt owns 5 franchises here, and he hires a lot of our workers. And it makes a big deal to these folks, helps his business, and he's helping those in the community.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine example. If other businesses out there would like to step up to the plate and hire some of these people, that's a pathway out of poverty for those individuals.
Yeah, if they want to get a hold of Primavera Works, one way is go on our website, primavera.org, and we can hook you up to our folks and people want to hire. The city of Tucson hired us last year to clean up on the Jenna Mineral Show. So there's a lot of partnerships we have in town. I think the key for Tucson businesses is to partner with organizations that are working hard to help improve the community.
Michael, a little bit of background about Primavera Foundation for folks that perhaps have not heard of it. Primavera has been around a while and has a great reputation.
Yeah, our mission is providing pathways out of poverty through safe, affordable housing, workforce development, and neighborhood revitalization. We were founded right here in Tucson in 1983. What all that means is we have housing for folks who are homeless. We have programs to prevent homelessness. We have programs to help people get job training. And we have transitional long-term housing that are safe and affordable and they're quality. And we even help people get we have financial education and home ownership classes. And it really, to me, that's the ultimate goal. Last year, we helped 98 people buy their first home. One of them is 75 years old and for her very first home in her life, and it's very exciting. And these are affordable homes that they're taking classes to stay in. So we have a whole spectrum of services that we help folks with.
What do you think's behind these poverty numbers that we have in Tucson?
Well, I think, number one, we're a city where people want to live in. It's, I think, for a long time has been, you know, the cost of living here is lower. People are attracted to live here. We're a border city. There's a lot of factors.
Yeah, I'll point out, I've been around this town for about 25 years, and I can't ever remember when we weren't in the top 25 or top 10 of some of the poorest communities. That doesn't make it right, and we need to change it, but it's not really, it's not new.
It's not new, but I'm actually very looking forward, I think we're doing a lot of good things in the community, and I think it starts with partnerships, and these are partnerships between businesses, Pima County, City of Tucson, City of South Tucson, federal government. We're building some housing for grandparents who have to raise grandchildren in the City of South Tucson. Pima County was a partner with us. HUD is a partner with us. And then the local businesses and individuals in this community that are very generous. I want to back up. As far as solving the problem, the biggest is people really helping out in this community. And there's a very generous group of folks in Tucson. And we're constantly amazed. We have already over 10,000 supporters of Primavera who are individuals in this community.
The poverty statistics really are dismal when it comes to the City of South Tucson. Southside continues to lag behind economically. Are you seeing any positive signs in some of those neighborhoods?
Well, I live downtown, and I drive to work every day through City of South Tucson, and I am seeing the improvements. And there's some good partnerships going. There's a lot of work to do. I think we look up in 20 years, you'll see a lot of changes. We're rehabbing houses in City of South Tucson, a lot of neighborhood revitalization. Again, we're building that grandparents' housing right there. These are quality places with community gardens, energy efficient. We're putting up new homes there. And so I think block by block, I think in about 10 years, people are going to look up and go and really be amazed what's happened there. And hopefully that has a trickle-up effect elsewhere in the community.
790-2040, 790-2040. Perhaps you have a question about or a comment concerning Tucson's poverty. Michael Finkelstein is with us. He is the Chief Development Officer for the Tucson-based Primavera Foundation. Folks who want to help out, they can get involved with what's called the Working Poor Tax.
Yeah, there's the Working Poor Tax Credit.
Go on
to primavera.org. Not just us. There's a lot of great organizations in Tucson and the state of Arizona. So what it is, and this is really important, it's good to do this between now and December 31st. Individuals, you have to itemize your taxes in the state of Arizona, but anybody who itemized qualifies $250 a credit. That means it's a tax credit and not a deduction, so it's even better. It goes right to that organization. You write them a check, and you'll get a tax credit, $400 for couples. So it's a great, virtually free way to just make sure it goes directly to the organizations and not through the state of Arizona to pay taxes through there.
And again, your website?
Yeah, it's on the website, primavera.org, and we have a link to all the groups that that can take the Working Poor Tax Credit.
For people who are homeless, Primavera, is your shelter pretty much packed every night, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, the unfortunate part, they are packed. The good news with that is because we have great programs, we're able to keep them full because people are drawn. I mean, when you come to our shelters, A, you're getting housing, but you're also entering a program to improve your lives. And so people get job training, all kinds of things along the way. And so I think when I do the tours, I take people to see our shelters. I think they're struck with the fact that people are really working hard to lift themselves up and improve their lives, and it's something we're quite proud of.
And people need to realize also that you help the folks on their pathway to get a job. You help them with new clothing, too.
New clothing. I think the key is people forget veterans or someone
who— veterans who are homeless.
Homeless, yeah. Or near homeless who have come back, or others who maybe folks, someone who's gotten out of serving a sentence. Think how hard it is to get back in the workforce when you haven't worked in 3 years. You maybe don't have the interview skills. You don't have the resume skills. You don't have a phone number. You don't have an address. Yeah. We provide all those, and we work with people. And that strikes me every day. Every day I walk in the office, I walk by our Primavera Works, and I'm just struck by how many people are getting jobs and getting job training. So it's quite impressive.
Michael Finkelstein, thank you for the work you're doing with Primavera. Primavera does a terrific job. And really, if we can get one person at a time on a pathway to working and improving their lives, that's a success right there.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you having us on the show tonight.
It's my pleasure, and again, your website?
Primavera.org.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up this segment with Primavera. We've got Don Luce coming up. 3 out of 4 Arizona voters are completely confused about all these propositions on the ballot. Luckily, we have an attorney. Our legal advisor, Don Luce, will join us to tell us and try to straighten some of this confusion out. That's coming up next. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Confused about the propositions on the Arizona ballot? You are not alone. In our interview on Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show, our friends at the Morrison Institute at ASU told us that their recent polling showed that 3 out of 4 Arizona voters completely out in the dark on the propositions. So luckily, we have Mr. Don Luce with us. Don Luce is attorney Don Luce of Luce Brown and Associates, whose offices are in Tucson and Phoenix. Mr. Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor. He's the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers. This is now out in a revised edition. His other book is Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, good to see you.
Bill, great to be back.
So I guess you're not surprised. I really wasn't too surprised that 3 out of 4 people really didn't have a clue.
You know, I have to tell you, when you get that ballot in the mail or when you go to the voting booth, the first thing you're going to realize is there's a lot of reading to do.
There really is.
So the booklet that the Secretary of State sends out is probably the best reference material you can read. And it does summarize the propositions pretty well. But even that is something like 50 pages. And unless you're really dedicated to understanding and reading everything, you might do well to have a summary.
Don, from a historic point of view, this is about average. 8 to 12 propositions is usually kind of the average, isn't it?
Pretty much. There was an abnormally large number of propositions in 2006. That was the year that immigration was front and center. In that year, there were 18 propositions, but normally 8 to 12, that's average. And normally 4 to 5 propositions actually pass. So the averages favor defeat rather than passage. But on this ballot, who knows? We've got 9 propositions, and if you live in Tucson, there's an additional 10, one yeah. having to do with road repair.
Let's go through a few of these. Prop 114, what is called the crime victims liability measure.
Right. Now, any proposition that begins with a 100 number like 114, 115, that's a proposition to amend the Arizona Constitution. Prop 114 would amend the Arizona Constitution to provide that if you're a victim of a crime, you're not liable for damages in the event that you get sued by the perpetrator. Now, there's nothing in the current Constitution that says you would be liable, but this proposition makes it quite clear that you would not be liable. And you know what? Because it's number one on the ballot in terms of the propositions, and because it makes perfect sense to most people, I think it's going to pass.
115 is the judicial selection, and this is something not just because you're an attorney and you deal with judges, but we should all be concerned about the selection process.
We really should. You know, this changes radically how state judges get selected. In the major counties and on all appellate levels, the governor actually appoints the judges. They are not elected by the voters. Now, the voters elect to retain the judges, but that's a different story. Under 115, this would essentially shift the power in selecting the candidates from the State Bar of Arizona to the governor. Under the current system, the State Bar of Arizona nominates and the governor appoints all members of the commission. Under the proposed amendment to the Constitution, it would basically be the governor who would appoint 4 of the 5 attorneys to the nominating commission, and then the governor would also appoint the judges. And there would be no limitation with regard to the number of candidates from each political party. Theoretically, all of the candidates could be from the same political party, which is not the way it currently works. There are a couple of other changes. The terms Superior Court judges would be extended from 4 years to 8 years. The Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court justices, their terms would be extended from 6 years to 8 years. And the mandatory retirement age for judges and justices would be extended from 70 to 75. So it's all about judges, how they're selected, how they're retained, and how long they serve. It's kind of technical, but it's also kind of important because a lot of the law in our state is made by judges, not just the legislature.
116 is the property tax break measure.
Right. This has been called the Small Business Job Creation Act. And what it does is it allows the state to give a greater exemption from taxation for new equipment and machinery. Essentially, the current exemption is with respect to the first $50,000 of full cash value. Under this proposition, it would be an amount equal to the annual earnings of 50 workers, which could be considerably more than $50,000. So the thought is, if you can exempt more property from taxation, you will promote business, and if you promote business, you'll jumpstart the recovery.
Proposition 117, limits on property tax growth.
Right. This is something that really shouldn't be too controversial. It it sort of provides a regulator for the amount of property tax increases that can be imposed from one year to the next. Under this Proposition 117, the value of real property used to calculate property taxes would be limited to 5% over the value of the property for the previous year. So any increase in property taxes would be regulated or limited by this proposition.
Attorney Don Luce is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going over some of the Arizona 2012 ballot propositions. The two propositions getting the most publicity, and we have had debates on each of these, Prop 121 and Prop 204. By the way, both of those debates are available at kvoi.com. We have had all of the Buckmaster Show debates archived there at the website. Prop 121, very controversial. This is the so-called top two primary measure.
Right. And the listeners may remember that not so long ago, this was the subject of a lawsuit in Maricopa County Superior Court. The opponents to this proposition filed suit to try to keep it off the ballot, claiming that the proponents of the proposition hadn't obtained the necessary number of signatures. The opponents lost the lawsuit, and therefore it is on the ballot. But under Proposition 121, there would be a top two primary election, which means that the top two vote getters, regardless of party affiliation, would appear on the ballot. And so the proponents are saying you basically get to choose between the two most popular candidates, regardless of party affiliation. The opponents say, look, our current system isn't broke. It doesn't need to be fixed, and we don't need this. Now, interestingly, if Prop 121 passes, it's going to result in some substantial savings to the governments who have to print the ballots and go through the system, because they're not going to have the same kind of expense that they currently have under the two-party system.
And the main parties, the Democratic and Republican parties, are very much against this. This particular measure. It's going to be interesting, though, to see what happens with the top two primary. It's been tried and has passed in a couple of other states.
I think 121 is the most controversial and probably the most significant of the nine ballot propositions.
Prop 204, this one is a hotly contested measure. It is the so-called Quality Education and Jobs. This would permanently continue the 1 cent per dollar sales tax when the temporary increase sunsets or expires in May.
That's right. And because this proposition is a 200-numbered proposition as opposed to a 100-numbered proposition like the ones we've been talking about, this one amends a statute. It does not amend the Constitution. Under the statute, the temporary sales tax rate of 6.6% enacted in May of 2010 is set to expire in May of 2013. If that statute is allowed to remain in effect, then the sales tax rate will revert back to the 5.6%, which is what it was before the temporary increase went into effect. Prop 204 would permanently increase the sales tax rate by 1 cent and keep it at the 6.6. Now, the proponents of 204 say we need this because our educational system is in such dire straits, and the funding would go to education primarily, and it would be good for all.
There's a lot of confusion, as we said at the beginning, about I think there's a lot of confusion every year, every time, every cycle when we have these ballot propositions. The wording can be just so confusing to the public.
Well, it really is. And here's my advice to somebody who is confused. If you're confused, don't vote for the proposition. I'm a big believer that if it ain't fixed, if it ain't broke, it doesn't need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And a lot of times these propositions end up on the ballot and they're confusing. People really don't understand what the language means. In those cases, I think the best side to err on is caution and keep things the way they are.
Don Luce, always a pleasure. Your new book, it's a revised edition of Arizona Laws 101. It is new, lots of new things, because you've got a lot of new laws, right? Never a shortage in Arizona.
That's right. Arizona Laws 101 went from roughly 68,000 words to 75,000 words in the span of a few years, and it's a testament to the number of new laws that we have in Arizona on a regular basis.
And Estate Planning in Arizona, your other book, is really common sense, easy to follow language. You don't have to be an attorney to understand it. On an important subject, we all need to be estate planning, don't we?
Estate planning isn't about wealth creation or preservation. It's also about things like powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and all of those things that on a day-to-day basis are important to everyone.
Both books are available on Amazon?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, Don Luce, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. My
Thanks
pleasure.
A lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water, the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home and business. It's the John C. Scott Show coming up this afternoon from 4 to 5. John, the dean of local talk. Tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, and a big shout out to a couple of our new sponsors, the Rug Gallery and TucsonRentalHomes.com, joining us today on the fine lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors. You can see all of our supporters on our website at BuckmasterShow.com. We thank these people who believe in what we do here with this program. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Focus interview tomorrow with Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.